The text today is from 1 Chronicles 16. The theme we had in mind was stories of joy. As I was listening to the news this week, I had serious second thoughts about this. And two things changed my mind to keep the theme, other than the fact that we'd already, that horse had already left the station or barn or whatever horses do. But I was reading my devotions, and the verse said, "Rejoice in the Lord always." And there was no like asterisk and footnote or exceptions or clauses or fine print. It was "Rejoice in the Lord always," full stop. So that was one thing. Another thing that I did is that I read the background for this text in 1 Chronicles 16. Without getting all theology geeky on you, the Bible tells the same stories from different perspectives and different time frames. And so that when they're telling this story of David in the temple, it's way long past David being in the temple. The people that he's telling this story to have been to hell and back. And now they're back and it wasn't a super joyful time. It was sort of a confused, mixed-up time. So in that sense, I thought, maybe we can tell this story. My commentary on 1 Chronicles said, the theme of 1 Chronicles is God still interested in us? Is God still interested in us? And the answer is, God always has been. Is God still interested in us? God always has been. So they brought the Ark of God and placed it inside the special tent that David had prepared for it. And they presented burnt offerings and peace offerings to God. When he had finished his sacrifices, David blessed the people in the name of the Lord. Then he gave to every man and woman in all Israel a loaf of bread, a cake of dates, and a cake of raisins. David appointed the following Levites to serve in front of the Ark of the Lord, to lead the people in worship, to invoke his blessings, to give thanks, and to praise the Lord, the God of Israel. Asaph, the leader of this group, sounded the cymbals. Second to him was Zechariah, and following him were Jehiel, Shemimaroth, Jehiel, Mattatiah, Eliab, Benaniah, Obed-Edom, and Jael. They played the harps and lyres. The priests, Benaniah and Jehaziel, played the trumpets regularly before the Ark of God's covenant. On that day, David gave to Asaph and his fellow Levites this song of thanksgiving to the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord and proclaim his greatness. Let the whole world know what he has done. Sing to him, yes. Sing his praises. Tell everyone about his wonderful deeds. Exult in his holy name. Rejoice, you who worship the Lord. Search for the Lord and his strength. Continually seek him. Remember the wonders he performed, his miracles, and the rulings he has given. You children of his servant Israel, you descendants of Jacob, his chosen one. He is the Lord our God. His justice is seen throughout the land. Remember his covenant forever, the commitment he made to 1,000 generations. This is the covenant he made with Abraham and the oath he swore to Isaac. He confirmed it to Jacob as a decree and to the people of Israel as a never-ending covenant. I will give you the land of Canaan as your special possession. He said this when you were few in number, a tiny group of strangers wandering in Canaan. They wandered from one nation to the other, from one kingdom to another. Yet, he did not let anyone oppress them. He warned kings on their behalf, "Do not touch my chosen people and do not hurt my prophets. Let the whole earth sing to the Lord. Each day proclaim the good news that he saves. Publish his glorious news among the nations. Tell everyone about the amazing things he does. Great is the Lord. He is most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods. The gods of other nations are mere idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty surround him. Strength and joy fill his dwelling. O nations of the Lord, recognize the Lord. Recognize that the Lord is glorious and strong. Give to the Lord the glory he deserves. Bring your offering and come into his presence. Worship the Lord in all his holy splendor. Let all the earth tremble before him. The world stands firm and cannot be shaken. Let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice. Tell all the nations the Lord reigns. Let the sea and everything in it shout his praise. Let the fields and their crops burst out with joy. Let the trees of the forest sing for joy before the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Cry out, save us, O God of our salvation. Gather and rescue us from the nations so we can thank your holy name and rejoice and praise you. Praise the Lord, the God of Israel, who lives from everlasting to everlasting. And all the people shouted, Amen, and praised the Lord. So joy. Joy in the midst of times that are sometimes not so joyful. I had the privilege to be at the Assembly of Mennonite Church Canada last week, and although one of my overwhelming feelings during the main sessions was actually bewilderment, I want to talk to you today about the things that were joyful, because there was lots of joyful things. Tim's already mentioned that there was singing, and glorious singing, and people who could sing the birds out of the trees and make up their own countertenor and sing like descant above. Like, it was kind of amazing, actually. So there was the singing, and there's a good sense of unity in the God's people gathered together and singing. There was biblical storytelling, and that's what I've started trying to do, even today, without even reading the notes. I thought it would best to just jump in off the deep end. There's going to be a workshop on biblical storytelling actually happening in Niagara in October, and that's something I'm certainly hoping to tell you more about, because the workshop I went to that was just really inspiring. Another highlight for me, being a fundraising and theology geeky kind of person, was sitting around tables, different tables all the time, and just talking over meals with people. And the quote that I'm going to keep with me comes from a pastor who said, "We had so much fun giving that money away," because he was talking about bequests, and that's something that I think we could learn from too. We had so much fun giving that money away. And I think that comes into this text too, talking about bringing your offering and bringing the offering. It's surrounded by all kinds of talk about joy. This text also talks about justice among the nations. My parents actually are from Saskatchewan. They were born and raised in around Osler and Warman and stuff, north of Saskatoon, so I saw lots of my family. And I also had the chance to go on a bus tour, which was really good because it gave me a much-needed nap time, which was really important during assembly, and also a chance to go up to Fort Carleton and learn much more about Treaty 6 and how that was negotiated with the First Nations people of the area and how the government of Canada really is broke their covenant quickly and abruptly, and how that land was given to Mennonite settlers shortly thereafter. So justice is something that the Mennonites and the Lutherans and the First Nations people from the area have actually signed a covenant, I believe it was in 2006, and they're actively working together for justice. So that was encouraging to hear, to be a part of. The absolute best part of assembly for me was the ukulele choir. There are seniors from Bethany Manor, which is a seniors' home in Saskatoon, who have been practicing ukulele for months in advance of the assembly. So there was, we'll see the video in a bit, but there was a whole, what's the collective noun for a group of seniors playing ukulele? but there was a whole flock of them on stage. And collectively, the experience represented on there, I'm guessing the median age was over 80, so there was like more than a millennia of experience up there on a stage singing old-time hymns. And it was in the midst of discussions that were a bit intense, actually. And it just reminded me, seeing them up there and the dedication that they brought to these old songs, that we can take the long view, that these people up on the stage had seen the odd conflict and debate and things in their time, and that it had all worked out. So it for me, that was really a reminder that that we can take the long view, and that the church is God's church and is going to be around for a long time. Randall Newdorf, who you will know from the Commons, was also a delegate. He was a delegate of Mennonite Church Eastern Canada, and he was a real force for positive energy at the assembly. And he posted on Facebook the story that I also heard from him there, that his grandmother lived in Bethany Manor, and she had been practicing ukulele, and Randall plays a ukulele too, and I guess they share a fondness, or shared a fondness for twangy old hymns, I think is how Randall put it. And she passed away before the assembly, so she wasn't able to be there in the choir. And Randall said that, you know, once they started playing Amazing Grace, the ukulele choir, he just lost it. But I don't have much of a clip, but I do want to share with you, as a closing note of encouragement, a few seconds of the ukulele choir playing Amazing Grace.